All right, we're here with John Dunbar to highlight the community support for our law enforcement and first responders. How are we doing today, John?
Really good, thanks.
The reason why we brought you here today is Dragging Maine is out in response to supporting our law enforcement, EMS, fire department, and all our first responders. So we have a few questions for you, and we were just kind of wanting to see how you're doing. First of all, we were just kind of wondering, you know, how did you become a volunteer firefighter?
Well, it's just something I've always kind of been interested in and kind of got to know a few of the guys and wanted to be part of it. So we have an application process we fill out, then get voted on by the peers, by the other members. And once you do, then you start attending monthly meetings and yearly training sessions and good to go.
Awesome, awesome. So it sounds like you've put a lot of time in just to get in to become a volunteer firefighter then.
Yep, yep. It's, you just never know when the call's going to come, and you just got to try to do the best you can and try to make yourself available when possible.
And have you always lived in Fairview, or did you move here?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Cartwright and went to school and graduated in Fairview, so I've been here my whole life.
Awesome. I myself moved out here some years ago, and yeah, got to admit, you got a good thing going on here. What's the most challenging thing you have as a volunteer firefighter?
I would say just the fact of never knowing when you're going to get paged and never knowing what the situation is. Always leaves it up to getting there and seeing how it goes.
What's the most rewarding thing you get out of being a volunteer firefighter? And I emphasize the volunteer because the way I understand it, this isn't a paid position. You do receive some compensation, but for the most part, you just do this to help the people. So what is it that you get that is rewarding to you?
Just knowing the fact that you can help somebody. My grandpa was a retired fireman from Fairview. He put in over 20 years, and it's just something I wanted to do too, just a little community support.
Nice, nice. I like that. How do you feel the community supports you?
They are very respectful for us. You know, we have our yearly fund drives where we solicit funds from them, and we always try to do our pancake breakfast in the summers. This year will be a little different, but that's one way they always come out and support us. It's very nice to see.
Yeah, I've been to a few of those pancake breakfasts, and boy, I don't walk away too easy. Let me tell you, they're good. So can you explain to me, when you're out on a call and you have to call in somebody, whether it be law enforcement or another fire department, EMS, tell me how that mutual aid works.
Well, our department is kind of unique, you know, because we're out of Fairview, Montana, but half of our district is in North Dakota and half is in Montana. So the Montana side, you deal with Richland County and the Sydney Fire Department. Then on the North Dakota side, we got the McKenzie County Emergency Services and the Sioux Yellowstone Fire District. So we have a lot of other agencies that kind of work with us to get the job done.
So tell me something outside of fire department. What's your favorite thing to do when you know you're not going to be on shift, or you know you got some time to yourself?
Got a spot at the lake and spend every weekend we can in the camper and the boat fishing, and spend a lot of time following kids' sports all weekend.
So let me ask you this. If I was to ask you the biggest fish here, do we have enough recording to get that size of that fish on here, or are you more realistic on the sizes?
I do a lot more fishing than I do catching.
Nice. Last thing, but not least, what is your favorite car? What are you looking to see out there?
Oh, I've always kind of been a Chevy pickup fan, I guess, and had an 87 I kind of did a lot of work on and wanted to fix up, and kind of give up on that and stick to driving my new one now.
All right. So anything else you want to say to the community coming from a firefighter?
Just thanks for your support, and we'll try to be there if you need us.
Right on. Don't forget, when you see them shining, flashing lights, and you hear that siren, let's yield to the right. Let's let these guys get out there, get to these people, and help them. This community wants to give you a big thank you. We really appreciate everything you do.